Arkansas Radio Network News, I'm Michael Hiplin. President Clinton wraps up his visit to Arkansas tomorrow by taking part in the dedication of a new library at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro. ASU Interim President Eugene Smith says he's pleased that President Clinton has decided to speak at the dedication tomorrow of the newly expanded Dean B. Ellis Library.
We're very fortunate that he is going to be here on Monday to be the principal speaker at the dedication ceremony for our library expansion and reconstruction project.
The ceremony is scheduled to begin tomorrow morning at about 10 o'clock. The Arkansas Razorbacks will try and make it 2 years in a row as they take on UCLA for the NCAA championship tomorrow. The defending national Razorbacks beat North Carolina 75-68 last night. Arkansas coach Nolan Richardson says this proves that the Hogs are alive and well.
We took everybody's best shot. Everybody's. And we're still ticking. It's like that old clock. You just keep on ticking. So we got one game to go, and let's hope that that will end the fairy tale story.
President Clinton was among those who were glued to the set last night for the game. He joined a group of friends at Doe's Eat Place in Little Rock. This is ARN News.
When the sunshine warms the morning,
call Farm Credit Services for an equipment loan today at 1-800-444-FARM.
Cabot authorities are searching for a young girl who's been missing for over a week. Cabot Police Dispatcher Mary McKinney says every officer is looking for Christina Smart.
She's 14 years of age. She was reported missing on March the 27th, 1995. From here in Cabot.
Police have information that she may be in the Newport area because she has friends there. She has blonde hair, green eyes, is 5 feet 4 inches tall, weighs 125 pounds, and was last seen wearing a black T-shirt. Anyone with information should contact the Cabot Police Department. The Senate passed a House version of the plan setting minimum millage rates and imposing an income tax surcharge on residents of districts that failed to approve the minimum mills. Governor Tucker says winning approval of the bill has been a long, arduous task.
These legislators, even though it was very hard for them to vote for these issues, acted responsibly. They came up and they voted to deal with the problem they'd been presented with.
The House, though, failed to pass the Senate funding bill that was identical to their own measure. Another effort to pass the bill is expected early next week. Little Rock School District engineers say Central High School should be ready for students tomorrow. Firefighters blame arson for the blaze Friday, which damaged the school. This is ARN News. Black activist Robert C. McIntosh of Little Rock says he's against the death penalty, but he says he wants death for two white teens who killed a black classmate in Bald Knob. McIntosh says he wants to make a point about the justice system. So far, authorities haven't sought the death penalty for Donnie Ray Temple and James Derek Grubbs. The body of 18-year-old Kenyetta Haynes was found March 10th. She had been beaten, stabbed, and handcuffed. McIntosh says if two black teens had killed a white woman, they would face the death penalty. I'm Michael Hiplin, ARN News.